down during the contest. The new pack leader, Patrick Fernan, knew I had ties to the Hervaux family. I'd been surprised when Maria Starr chatted away while she was zipping the costume and brushing my hair. She applied more makeup than I'd ever worn in my life, but when I stared into the mirror, I had to thank her. I looked great, though I didn't look like Sookie Stackhouse. If Claude hadn't been gay, he might have been impressed too. He's the brother of my friend Claudine, and he makes his living stripping on ladies' night at Hooligans, a club he now owns. Claude is simply mouth-watering. 6 feet tall, with rippling black hair and large brown eyes, a perfect nose, and lips just full enough. He keeps his hair long to cover up his ears. They've been surgically altered to look rounded like human ears, not pointy as they originally were. If you're in the know, supernaturally, you'll spot the ear surgery, and you'll know Claude is a fairy. I'm not using the pejorative term for his sexual orientation. I mean it literally. Claude's a fairy. "Now the wind machine," Al instructed Maria Starr, and after a little repositioning, she switched on a large fan. Now we appeared to be standing in a gale. My hair billowed out in a blonde sheet, though Claude's tied-back ponytail stayed in place. After a few shots to capture that look,